This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so obviously I know you two are going to be disappointed. A big thing that people love about doing this show is that they get to sit and listen to Hayes and I tell a really long story at the beginning. I think you two in particular have always really... like just being an audience for that,
like clapping and like
just laughing and loving it.
Yeah,
traditionally, that is a great part of the show. We don't have time to do that anymore. And during Tri Month, the third month of the year, which is March, where we have a triumvirate of podcast presences, the boys and two guests, Mary Holland, Lauren Lapkus, we have been trying to and are very far behind in recording a new series that's a really exciting project. Also, a lot of our time has ended up being dedicated to just like catching people up on the idea and like where we are in the story. Do we need to do that?
I just want to say, I just say like hi? Like,
it's hi. Let's say hi.
Hi. And
like, oh my God. It rocks to see. It rocks. I'm sorry. My energy sucks.
Both of you.
No, it rocks amazing. To see you guys.
And I know. And like, it is great.
I would love to catch up. I'm at like an honestly devastating time in my life because of how behind we are on this project. I had like really like a lot of ambition for it, which normally I'm like, I'm an INFP. So like
say no more.
Yeah.
Right. But and like you get these big dreams and you're like, no. Like this is the, like you're being like,
right.
Stupid.
That's the FP. Like, that's the FP.
Right.
I think I'm an ENFJ.
Yeah. And I'm an INFJ.
I'm a JKLM.
Yeah. Well, I'm in PAIN right now because of what's happening from these past few episodes. I'll tell you that. That's what I am.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mary and I have been listening and we talk about it every week.
We have a standing appointment where we have coffee and we just sort of catch
oh my God. So
happened.
So you know this is awesome. Like you guys know what
you talk about it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
of course. Well, I always wanted to say my favorite part and then she's always trying to say her favorite part.
Yeah.
You talk over each other. You're so excited.
You've been listening to
them. Wow.
So you heard.
That's
we
really
love
nice.
It. It's so
that's
fucking good.
I've been so
it's
sad
so
about
good.
It.
You've been sad?
Why have you been sad?
I've been devastated.
Why?
Oh my God.
No one comes on the show. No one listens to the previous episode. No one knows what it's about. I have to spend the entire time recapping it. I'm listening to myself recap it. I'm like, I don't know about that. Like,
I
is
don't,
this
yeah.
good?
I'm getting less confident in it. And last episode, we even had these guys, Jeremy and Rajat, who aren't even anything and are just like supposed to be basically our fans. And they hadn't heard it. They didn't know anything about it.
Oh, wow.
Everyone asked the same questions, which is as soon as I say that Dax Shepard is alive, that in the year 3010 where it takes place with like, as you know, all this, as you listen to it.
Of course. Yeah.
Everyone talks about like how he got in this fight with like Hasan Minhaj, which I wasn't even really following. And I guess he like Hasan Minhaj called him ugly or something.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
We have to spend half the episode just like catching people up on where the beef between Hasan Minhaj and Dax Shepard is in the year 3010, which is like not supposed to be a really big part of the story.
No. And I mean, it's crazy, though, because you're saying like you feel like you've been feeling bad that people aren't listening. But when we listen, we love hearing you recap it. Not that we're going to make you do that today because we know it so well.
Because we know everything and you don't have to say anything.
But like, it's so funny
well, now
when
I
you guys recap
to.
It.
Oh, God.
No.
That's making me.
No,
should
no,
I just
no.
do like a couple parts?
Why don't we recap it?
Yeah. How about we recap?
I mean, if you think you actually,
I think.
Oh
we
my
know.
God, it'd be
right,
so
Mary?
Easy. Yeah. Okay. Fade in.
Fade in. Well, I mean, one thing I would
well,
say
that
is that
was one thing that doesn't happen. I just want to say because it is a podcast, and that's really hard.
No,
we,
I know.
We really struggled to do that.
I was just saying that, like I was just like, we're gonna start the recap now.
I just like really, I love that it's grounded sci-fi based in reality. Like that makes me feel. Really
Thank you, and it's hard sci-fi as well.
Oh my god!
And it's really hard sci-fi.
No one else got that.
Right. No, that's that was such a hook. It pulled
this has been
right
blowing over people's heads. It's going way over their hairspray.
It's the year 3010.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
say it too.
Yeah. And it's obviously like everybody's given a podcast at birth.
Oh,
like, what
see,
else do you want to know?
I say it 3010.
Interesting.
Wow. That's cool.
But that's really neat that the listeners can bring their own power to
could say 3010.
We love empowering the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really good. Well, that's honestly, as a listener, because I do consider myself a listener first and foremost, I feel really empowered.
I consider myself a woman and then a listener.
I'm a daughter, I'm a listener, and I'm a friend.
I'm a sister.
I'm a woman after that.
Mm. I am a dog owner.
I'm an ex-girl.
Oh, yeah. Former girl.
Mm. I'm a gamer.
Current woman.
I should start over. I usually put, okay, so I'm a podcaster. I'm a daughter. I'm a listener. Mm. I'm a friend.
I'm the definition of a boss. I'm total boss moves. All wrapped up in a tight little package.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know what this title is called, but I'm like on the list of people who are allowed to fax jokes into Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really, that's elite.
I'm a, yes, and I am not. I am a rejected joke.
So I love that we have all this time to like really get, record some
I love having so much time.
For like
great.
For like the next installment and like to be able to like really get your parts down and like to share some ideas for like where this story could go. But I'm also
we're a little lost.
Yeah.
Because the guests have been so difficult to record with, we haven't gotten a lot of the pieces of the story that we need, and we have gotten pieces of the story that we don't need but have to use.
Right.
It's knocked us slightly off course, and we would be pretty grateful to have any kind of input or help.
Well, I guess my first question is, do you still want us to keep recapping? Because I feel like we didn't really get through what it really...
We got so lost in how you define yourselves. Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of important just to say a little more about that. So like, obviously, we know that in this world... people like Anna Faris and Mike Mitchell, these are like legends, and they're taught about in history class just like MLK or somebody like that.
Right.
And people will guess how many...
Oh, I can say it.
Sorry,
so like
I'm crying.
No, I know, it's really moving. People will guest on each other's show, and that's like the form of like currency. That's like a dollar.
Yeah, currency.
That's like a dollar.
That's like $1.
Or,
yes.
That's $1 is a guest doing a guest.
Four quarters.
That's right.
Yes. And Sean and Hayes obviously do it just for fun because they're not really.
Yes.
Yes. That's the whole thing is like we're not like obsessed with like getting into freaking iTunes top 200. Like we're like actually
just
doing
it. No, you do it for the joy of the craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. If people like it, great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That rocks. Like, oh, that's nice. They like it. That's so cool.
Well, and I really loved the conversation you had with your podcasting mentor, obviously. All of our podcasting mentors, Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And everyone has her individual Scott Aukerman AI, like in her, who they can...
They can have sex with.
They can have sex with.
They can have sex with,
It works like that now.
Right.
That's the grounded element.
That option's available. Yeah, that's part of what makes it such hard sci-fi.
That's where you pull from real life and you incorporate that in your art.
I call Scott her and I have sex with him.
And that's your choice, you know, and everyone has that option.
Anyway, so I liked how like Scott told you to keep your chin up because you guys were kind of feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
But he did say never
this
listen to your own
funny.
Show.
Your own show.
It makes
never
you crazy.
Your show.
And knowing that's
crazy.
So,
it makes you so
true.
Crazy.
Make you
That's what he says.
He doesn't listen to his own show.
You guys have a shared wife.
We have our shared wife, yes. And that's really normal in the future. And honestly, now.
Yeah.
Well, and then obviously one of you guys accidentally listened to an episode.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And you, as you know, we figured out how that happened, which was that our shared wife, Io, was, it was movie night. We were letting her pick the movie.
Right.
Because we're like nice husbands.
The husbands.
And movies are podcasts in the future.
And movies are podcasts. And she decided that the movie she wanted to watch was that she actually wanted to listen to Smartless, the the podcast hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, but she just called it the Sean Hayes podcast, and that accidentally made our own podcast start playing because we are Sean and Hayes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wow.
And we heard our own show.
So we sat and listened to the whole podcast, and that's how we heard the audio deepfakes.
That's right. I was just going to say, the audio was so nuts.
Oh, my God.
So Scott Aukerman was laying in these audio deepfakes, you know, to make you guys say unfunny things
Which you would never do.
No, it wouldn't happen because we have so much respect for our sort of podcasting forefathers and four sisters and the people before us.
And four bosses.
Yeah,
four bosses.
And I mean, they had you saying mean stuff about legendary podcasters, which I thought was totally disrespectful. And now the PC police are after you, so of course. I mean,
PC stands for Perfect Capoeira.
And they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
The C in PC stands for Capoeira, obviously. They did use it to beat up Jeremy and Rajat, who are worms.
And then you're on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been,
Well, I mean, and then I know that you guys got your jewel scooped out.
We got our jewel scooped out.
The jewel in our lower back was scooped, de-scooped.
And I'm really worried about my future jewels being scooped out, honestly. Like, I feel like I can't imagine that world.
That's so scary.
It's so scary.
You're alive, too. Mm-hmm. You're alive, too, in this.
Okay, good.
Great.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Sorry, not both of you.
And so, like, am I... Oh.
And so you guys have to start over as beginner podcasters.
I'm sorry. So I'm not alive.
Mary, stop.
Sorry.
Well, it's just like there's got to be some stakes.
Right.
We've lost you along the way.
It can't just be that everyone is alive.
If everyone's alive, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
You're the only one who's dead.
So. In this whole world?
Everyone we know.
Wait, everyone else is alive but me? Am I a ghost? Am I a fun ghost?
I don't know what's fun. Like,
I mean, like where I come in and I say like wisecracks and I appear every now and then and I give advice or like.
Well, you're in a lot of pain.
Mary.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you understand that, like, right now, at this moment, you are creating a permanent legacy right now? See that thing in front of you?
That's
forever. That's the microphone.
We're all fun ghosts because as podcasters, our words live on beyond our physical selves.
The rest of us get to be alive and, like, do stuff and, like, run around and do sports and stuff.
There's some future sports that are pretty awesome and fun.
That doesn't mean you are not alive. It's like Quidditch. They do Quidditch for real in the future.
It's called sports ball in the future. Everyone plays sports ball.
Everyone, Mary.
I hear you. I guess I'm just confused, like why I have to be the only one who's not alive. But I mean, you know, as such a fan of this show, I really, that's like really crushing information.
Well, just to explain sports ball, which I
didn't ask.
Yeah, you seemed a little lost. So what we realized in the future is that like all the people who kind of have this ironic detachment where they make fun of sports ball are actually really funny and right. And so we did combine all the popular sports so that it's like when someone goes like, ooh, did they put the touchdown through the basket? Go sports ball. That's actually accurate. That is what you're supposed to say in the future. Mm-hmm. They did put the touchdown through the basket.
And you're supposed to say it really sarcastically like that? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just how audiences have started to cheer. It's, again, it's adopting something that seemed mean before where the way people would talk about our podcast was often with a lot of derision, and now that's a compliment.
Well, am I wrong? I've been compiling, and Mary, we haven't talked about this, but I've been compiling like a Bible of like just stuff related to the show and stuff that I found on Reddit and sort of deep threads about this series. And from my understanding, Mary guested on a show and the PC police came after her. So, like, is that what happened, or did someone, is that just a conspiracy theory? On
she was killed. She got capoeira to death by the police. That's how they do it now in the future.
And I had no idea. I'm such a fan of this show. I had no idea that's how I died. I got capoeira to death.
Well, the problem was that you were a fan of the show and you started repeating some of our deep fakes. So you were going like, oh, I guess. And we would say pretty disgustingly controversial things. I mean, the example we've been using is that at times, maybe without even realizing it, Pete Holmes is exaggerating his laugh. And that he doesn't actually find his guests as funny as he seems to, which is something we would never say. But
right.
Scott Aukerman AI has laid that in. He's not faking his laugh, but he's working it up a little bit. And so you went on your podcast and said, wow, I never even realized this, but I guess this is what's going on, and reported it to your listeners. And the PC police found you immediately and capoeira'd your head off.
And when my head off, I thought they just capoeira'd me to death. They capoeira'd my head off.
It's one and the same. Yeah.
A clean break.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I was never going to tell you.
Why, Lauren?
This is
every week. Why would you not tell me that?
But I didn't want to tell you because I really loved how we connected over this show. And I just felt like if you felt like you were left out of it, you would start to turn on it. And then I wouldn't really have anyone to talk to about except for like Redditors who, like, honestly, I don't feel very safe with. So I wasn't going to just start only conversing with Redditors about the show. I need someone in my real life who is like a fan, listener.
Can I just say they're actually really nice.
Redditors?
Yeah. Every single one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence that it rhymes with predator.
But Mary, this happens like 2980.
You get to so live for a really far long from time. Now,
and you and like and you do like a lot of really.
So
cool
I die
stuff.
30. Wait a minute.
You
but
do so
I'm,
much
if
traveling,
I'm thinking of
Mary,
the timeline, but if I die in 2980 and the deepfake doesn't happen till 3010. Then how in timeline wise, I'm just confused about how like I just and you know what? And this is just like a note about like the chronology of your lore of like it has to track. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't make sense that
it's not really time for notes. Like we haven't even gotten this shit.
Well, you said to please give input.
Yeah, but not like that.
Mary, Mary does know a lot about like lore and stuff. And so if you were open to receiving notes, like I feel like you should hear what she has to say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Lore the podcast.
Lore the podcast.
Really famous podcast.
Okay. Well, we would know about it, too. That would be taught in schools in this version.
Okay. So you don't want to hear about it now because in the future you already know.
We already know.
That's interesting.
Mary, do you not like... Do you not have any other questions like about you just have these like weird notes and stuff? You have no other questions like about your life?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Wow.
That's it?
Well, I guess like, am I fancy? Do I have a lot of money?
We need to talk about style in 3010. Because I feel like you guys haven't really touched
about
on
the
what
pants, obviously,
the pants
you know.
Have been discussed
of course, the pants,
a lot,
but
yes.
Beyond the pants.
I need to hear more about like what the options are regarding especially footwear.
And especially when a body's been dehanced, like how does that affect what they wear?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So footwear is an interesting conversation because, of course, as we talked about, the pants are like the dinosaur that shoot Newman.
Dinosaur that shoot Newman.
Jurassic Park.
Clever girl.
So that we agree on.
And it shoot down the leg and it get your and it the juice like from the dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaur juice.
Proverbially.
I know.
It gets in your shoes.
I know.
Right.
And so what is that shoe? We have to think about that.
So you don't know. Because I'd love to weigh in.
We have some ideas, yeah.
Okay, well, I've drawn up a couple of things I wanted to show you guys because I was hoping that this would come up.
Lauren, you haven't told me about any of this.
I didn't really... Look, I just felt like I had
sketching things?
I had a really clear idea, but I felt like if I showed you, you might give notes like you tend to do. And like,
I'm just saying,
I've been noticing
with the lore.
And I've been noticing that. I have three words as just a starting point for a shoe, and I hope it matches up with your drawing. But these three words are... stiletto duck boot.
Okay, that's so amazing because it's actually stiletto clown shoe.
Okay, interesting. Can we put a little bit of a waterproof barrier over the toe in the duck boot style just because there is so much goop coming out of the pants?
Absolutely, but I would argue that a clown shoe already has a waterproof barrier because they're always spraying water and whipped cream and stuff like that, and it's bound to get on their feet. And you don't think a clown goes home and has soppy toes.
My God, I've never, wow. And this is my privilege and my ignorance now being exposed.
Yeah.
I was ingesting the entertainment of the clowns who are so fucking funny.
Oh my God, I know.
And I was cracking up laughing and I didn't take 1 second to think about when they get home and take those big shoes off.
Mary hired a clown to entertain her every Saturday during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, never soppy toes. So, like, when Lauren, you brought up soppy toes, I was like, I've never seen my clown with soppy toes.
He's coming to your home? Or?
He comes to my bedroom.
Inside, maskless.
Mm-hmm, maskless. Well, wow. I mean, I guess it depends on how you
define mask.
Well,
the mask, you can't see the
because he
makeup.
Still has,
yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. He still has, I mean, he has the mask of, like, he's a clown.
The makeup's pretty thick, yeah.
It's really thick.
Mm-hmm. And he wakes you up and he's being funny.
Yeah, basically he puts his face right on mine.
Wow.
And he makes funny noises. You. Yeah, he kisses me.
Okay, that's kissing.
And it's really funny.
Okay.
And I just laugh and I laugh and I laugh. And he, look,
kisses
I'll tell you
tickle.
This.
You know what's funnier than kisses? Sex. Sex is
oh my God,
so
sex is so funny. So funny. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
I just crack up.
I've gotten some good laughs with it. But we can't get sidetracked on Mary's clown. Because as excited as I was that you had listened and that we weren't going to have to do such a long recap, I feel like now we're halfway through the episode and we've done maybe even less work than we've done on these other disastrous episodes because we're dealing with Mary's notes. We're dealing with the clown stuff. We're defining ourselves, which is important. Yes. Is productive. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is crucial in today's society. Yes. But is maybe not the best use of our recording time on the podcast.
And even before we record lines, I wanted from the two of you, what we're doing is basically a movie, right? It's at the scale, imagination scale of a movie. And you two have...
It's big movie energy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Our
can I say?
Structure, act one, act two, act three.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And you two... I mean, like, you're doing this. You're doing movies.
You're doing movies.
Lauren is making friends with that dinosaur that we talked about.
You two are big movie energy.
And Mary's like that family. The family. Like, remember this?
Family.
I'm the family.
Yeah, with Christmas.
You remember that family?
With the Christmas family?
Yeah, and people are like, you have to see this family. Some of them are weird, I think.
Yes, you
might. Some of them are mean.
You get it.
You may recognize
it.
Yourself in this family.
That was it. Yes. Some of them are weird. The
some
family.
Of them are weird. Right? The whole Christmas family.
Yeah.
And so, I guess I want to talk, something is wrong about, how we've prepped for this. I guess I just want to know, how a day begins on one of these movies. So, we can... I guess get off to a better start than we have it. So actor.
Are you
comes
catching
in.
Everyone up on the rest of the movie every day? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do they do this like we do and say, here's what happened in the whole movie?
Yeah. So usually what they'll do is they'll kind of, so every day on a set, like a one of the actors gets assigned to recap the movie for everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're supposed to like do voices.
One of the actors does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess so they can like do all the voices and
that's
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they want them to do voices and like maybe put on hats and stuff. So like it, just to make it really clear who's who. So
I hate that I'm doing this when I was the one who wanted to move this along. What hats?
Okay, so for example, like, and when I was in Jurassic World, yes, I was only there for a few days, but one of my days that I was there, I was assigned to recap the film up until that point.
Well, hang on, hang on. You dropped this, Queen. When I was in Jurassic World, and it's so casual. Hold on.
Okay, so, no, and
Queen,
totally.
You dropped this.
Thank you so much. Thank you for my crown. But funny enough, a crown is one of the hats that I wore when I was recapping the film, because I'm kind of, that's my Bryce Dallas Howard hat. Mm-hmm. So the actor is allowed to choose hats that represent the other actors and characters.
Is it like a gold crown, or is it like a Jughead, like kind of crown hat from Archie?
It was really, really tiny, but it was like Jughead. So
and
it's
your
just
character
like, right
in
here.
That movie, of course, wore a like a flat brim Ruka hat, the RVCA hat.
Yeah, and I had a surfboard behind me for every scene, just because it kind of gives backstory.
Sure.
But
show, don't tell.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That you surfed to work.
Of course I surfed to work. I don't feel like I have to explain that. But I was able to kind of, so I was a little nervous because I had to stand up in front of everyone. I hadn't really met anyone yet, and I had to recap the movie, and I wasn't even sure if I fully understood, since I obviously hadn't been there for any of the stuff they'd shot.
Right.
And so I did my best. And
but they wound up retconning some of the ideas in that movie to match what you told people on set that day.
They had to, because a lot of the background was like crying and stuff in the scene that we were doing because of what I said.
That was really scary.
Yeah, and nothing
so
really
powerful.
Scary had happened yet. So
they're
they had
freaking
to
make
put
the raptors be a weapon in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone
come
was
on.
Crying. Everyone was crying when they said that.
Yeah.
In the movie.
So all the background actors were crying, and so they had to make it make sense. So I felt kind of guilty because they lost like a couple million doing that, but that's show business, right, Mary?
Made it better.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah, they found it again.
Yeah.
Mary, talk about the weird family.
Yeah, what happened with the weird on the weird family?
Well, basically, okay, so it was a Christmas family, as you know, and
some of them.
I remember, and I
remember
when I had to do the recap. I had my hat was, I had a beret.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I basically, I actually got in trouble that day on set because I did not properly recap the movie.
You got a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
I got a lot of stuff wrong.
And it's crazy because you wrote it.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which was confusing.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. And Cleo was really upset and confused. And I got in trouble. And I basically, you know, I got accused of trying to force some of the plot of Emily and Paris on.
But we
the
were addicted to it
family.
At that time. I mean, it became such a part of the fabric of our
lives.
That's
what I said. That's what I said to Clea and everybody else. I was like, listen, I know. And you have to be relevant, is what I said.
My favorite part of Emily and Paris is how there's like a really skilled woman who speaks French, who is like high powered, and she gets this job. And then she gets pregnant, so she decides to not do it at all and give it to somebody who has no skills. I love that.
That's the best part.
That part was good, yes.
Yeah.
But I loved seeing the France.
Oh,
I love
France.
The croissants and
the
oh my god, the pastries, yes,
and the shoes and the bags
and the walk, yes. Mm-hmm.
The bags. The I don't want to see a pregnant
Emily
lady.
Emily brought so many purses and
bags.
So many necklaces.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Emily, like when I got the script, I like a lot of people don't see this, but when they introduce Emily, and they just say like we meet Emily, 24, no skills in parentheses. I was like, wow, this is really like setting it interesting to the like maybe, and she acquires like one or two over the course
you'd
of
never
the,
see
but not
that.
Even social skills. Yeah. No yeah. skills.
No skills at all.
Yeah. No.
So interesting. I love that arc.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
It gave us somewhere to go.
Which is my main note for actually for your.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, at least this is
for
the
your
main
show.
One.
Well, it's okay.
Finally,
it's one,
we hit the
it's
main
one of 20 main ones.
Oh, wow.
And the, but this is one of them. It's like, what's the arc? You know?
But
and
this is why I had
to
pull
ask
back.
Yourself
this
that.
Is why I had to pull back.
Huh?
From the this is why I had huh? to. What I'm trying to say is this is why I had to pull back from the coffees because. It felt like you were getting too critical of the boys. And I felt like not only am I like, I'm not saying everything they do is right.
But, I'm fucking dead in the future.
But you didn't even know that until now.
It's true. When it comes to, and you're obsessed with like timeline stuff and like who knew what and like what year or whatever. And it's true. When the coffees were happening, you didn't know that because you just found out right now.
You don't even know what happens in our coffees, Hayes.
Well, I know that you didn't know that because I just said it right now.
Mary, if it makes you feel better, it happens off screen and no one talks about it.
What?
So, that like, it feels like you're picturing
better.
This really sad part of the movie or something. It's like,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to be upset. But
it's a
like,
podcast.
Wait, you know, if nobody
like,
talks
say
about
everything
it.
That happens in the entire world.
If and nobody think- talks about it, then it's not even true. Then it's not true.
It no, because it, telling
if
Mary,
a tree falls in a podcast, Mary. You don't hear it. It's not real.
But all the characters know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can kind of hear.
Don't bring
off,
it
so
up.
You can kind of hear off screen your head sailing off into the distance.
You can hear like, my head.
Yeah. There's like a kathunk sound. Yeah.
I'm screaming. I'm decapitated, but I'm screaming.
In the future, that's possible, right?
Yeah, the science
possible,
has advanced.
Yeah.
You can't. You don't
well, what happens
live
to my
any
jewel?
Longer. You can make noise.
Your jewel?
Yes, my jewel in my body.
It falls out and it kind of slips down your pant leg. It's really embarrassing.
What? It was
like,
loose?
It gets in your clown shoe and yeah.
That's like
I if, had a loose jewel.
If in 2021 you died while pooping. That's like
it
the same.
Like
in
that,
that time,
like,
that's what that is.
And the jewels like, really stink. Because they're really close to your butt. This yeah. is just
mine
like,
specifically or everybody's?
Everybody's.
Everyone,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
It's collecting yeah, your butt.
Well, like that's what's kind of sick. And teams. I actually wanted to ask about that just with the people who steal the jewels. Do
yeah,
they ever
the
acknowledge the worms? I mean, do they ever acknowledge the stench or do they kind of like it?
They like it.
The worms like it.
Yeah,
they're so pathetic.
Like what about the secret doctors? Do they like it or are they just scientists?
They're so grimy. It's like, mm-hmm. it's not about like or dislike for them. They're high on these weird future drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So it's like, they're not even experiencing reality in the same way you or I think of it. There's no, they're totally neutral on everything that's happening around them. They're like soulless. It's Gabrus and Wangert.
So in my storyline, how long do I mourn Mary?
just to well, you know, the word mourn is right in there. So it's like one morning.
Morning.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because I do.
One
have,
morning?
You have a really sad morning.
And you
but
slept
I have
in
so
that day
many
too.
Podcasts
so
to get to.
Yeah.
Like, Lauren.
I'm just, it's a character. Like I just, I'm yeah, just saying character. Like for the story.
But you're totally fine with it. You're totally fine with just mourning.
I don't have
had for a whole morning.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it because time is different in 3010. Like a morning is pretty long.
Yeah.
How long is a morning?
It's like, how long is it now?
Now it's like, I guess 12 hours.
Okay,
not
so
really,
it's not really though because it's like that's like when the news says that something happened at 1 a.m. It's like not really.
That's night.
It's right. 1 a.m.
That happened.
It happened 1 a.m. at night.
It's so dark.
So when does morning start? What?
6.
What? 6. Okay, fine. Six. So 6 hours.
Okay.
Now
so...
it's 6 hours. So what is it in 3010?
Okay, but 11 is early afternoon.
Yeah, once you get to 11 even, that's lunch.
Because you
yeah.
could have lunch at 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So 6 to 10, but who is even up at 6? So I would say 7 to 10 is morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as far as this is concerned, like Lauren, you stop grieving when Mary's head has just kind of stopped rolling.
And then whose podcast am I doing right when that's done? Just to know what kind of energy I'm going into.
That's a great question. Hmm. Feels like, well, what do people probably go, Jake what and Amir. Do people go on? Who? What, Sean?
I was saying Jake and Amir would maybe be a
people
good,
go on Jake and
that'll
Amir.
That'll pick
to
your
grieve.
Spirits up. Yeah.
I think they that's go good because it's like, I'm too sad. If I were you. And they're just so silly that they're going to bring me right up.
They're out
and
of control.
How, I just want to ask, how long is my head rolling? So my head sails through the air, and then where does it roll to and for how long?
Well,
I just want to know from my story.
It lands at the top of a water slide. So
you and then it goes right, down.
Yeah. Oh. And so, yeah. So it's rolling for a little while. I mean, it shoots down the slide and then it sort of gets stuck in the filter attendant. And it's spinning.
First, yeah, so the attendant at the top has to say go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I don't want to drown a kid. I don't want to like land on a kid. With
does
my
the
head
go wee when it goes down the slide?
It's a little. It works wee. On it's
that
too.
The same
wee.
Technology. The same technology that they wee. Use to let people scream after their heads have been kicked off. They allow it to say wee when it's like doing some kind
if
of
it,
fun.
If
ride.
If it goes down, a, yeah,
and I
a
sort
ride
of think or... that same technology should then allow me to just be a sentient head. For the rest of my, like, I should still be alive. I'm just a head.
That wouldn't be the same technology then. The technology we're talking about allows you to scream immediately after your head gets copperware kicked off your body. Say
but
we if you go
we.
Down a ride. You can go, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
That's fine. I can develop
as you're
my
getting,
own
no,
language.
No, getting
that
stuck in the filter.
Mary, no one wants to be friends with you if that's all you're going to say.
And that's I would, it.
If you're going to go, ooh, ah, and then you're going to say, well, ooh, ah, ooh, means coffee. I'm like, I don't have time to learn this code.
No, come on, because she's doing podcast. She's, you know, Jake and Amir aren't going to want that on mic.
It's too confusing. It's like a one person having a language is not really, doesn't make sense.
The other thing, like if you want, Mary, like your legacy at that point is they do have the technology to put your head on the porch and there's like a motion sensor for Halloween. So when people are walking up, you're like, hey, kid.
Oh, so yeah, I can say, hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
That's it?
Somebody see my, like...
glasses.
Yeah. Where are my glasses? And that's kind of funny that, like, you're just a head. You should be looking for more than just your glasses. Like, you lost your entire
that
body.
Your whole
funny.
Body, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
And they like, sit them on top of your head. So, like,
that's
oh,
funny.
She's just very absent-minded.
That's really funny.
That's funny.
That's so
okay,
funny.
I'm okay
so,
with it. I'm okay with it.
You're okay. Getting big laughs in this. I mean, none of yeah. this is on screen, but...
Oh, what?
Well, yeah. That's...
I mean, it's a podcast, first of all.
Well, what I like about it is, like, it's the universe is so flushed out. Like, if yeah. we know that that's happening on some stoop nearby, think about what's happening in every single house on this block and so on and so forth for the entire universe in the podcast. Like, I think that's just really, really, really well
it's really
done.
Rich. Yeah.
I mean, I have good news for you, Mary, which is... We didn't think you would be as involved. That you have sort of sidetracked us so greatly that for the final product, we are going to have to use some of the audio of you being like, "I'm dead," and that'll be in the show now. We don't really have anything else from you guys.
But Sean, you just—I'm sorry—and I don't want to fight this because I think Mary probably will be happy that she's in the show now. But you said like her death happens off screen. Of course, there are no screens because it's a podcast, but. Yeah. Now it is on screen. So
well, it's going to have to be because we just don't have anything else. Like we haven't gotten any audio from you.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Well, I feel like I'm not saying anything on the show now, and that's kind of a problem.
I want you to. I mean, our whole idea was that you two were sort of the or really just you, Lauren, were the leaders of the sort of freedom fighting resistance.
Why did you invite me?
Mary, it really worked out.
To do
out
the
for
recap, you did a good job.
Yeah.
No, Mary, it worked out. Like
we
you
think
got
you're
a
really
huge...
nice.
We pitched that idea to you.
But Mary, you got a huge part now, and I don't even have any part. Like at this point,
to be the only person who's dead in the future—that's fascinating. That's
and weird. as far as like the actual dialogue of the show goes, you have more lines than I do at this point. I haven't even recorded any lines for the show. I've just recapped the show, and then I basically teed you up to have like a huge part where you get killed.
We just basically, we were thinking that we would come to you, Lauren, and say like, hey, we don't want to run forever. We want to take the fight back to Scott Aukerman AI.
Okay.
And that you were going to sort of help us hatch a plan to infiltrate the giant supercomputer where Scott's AI lives.
Yeah.
you know, where people can talk to and have sex with it. And then
right.
that you would help us break in there and like dismantle it. And then, I guess try to escape. Maybe we get captured. I don't know. We were hoping you'd figure that out.
And you sort of represent this revolution in podcasting, that basically began with the concept of the guest becoming the host and the host becoming
right,
the guest.
Right, of course. Yes. And so with that in mind, like, I'm actually open to having Mary be like in the scene with me. Like, here's a pitch. Wow. Like, and I'm just open to this if you guys are, and feel free to totally nix it. But what if like Mary is like a head on a stick that I sort of carry around?
Okay.
And she can only make like the ooh ah noises that you were talking about.
And I
can
say, hey kid, hey, where's kid. My glasses?
Yeah.
That's good.
So she
I'm
can
okay.
Do,
I'm fine with that.
Save it for the scene, but yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So she
And does she
do
have
that.
A little like tap one of those like tap lights on her like in her on her tongue or something so that like she can be like a flashlight sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, because I use her as like a walking stick and a flashlight okay. and like and a weapon if need be.
Wow. How's that working?
Oh.
You're just hitting people.
If I hit people with the stick in the head on it. Yeah.
And I can say ouch because I think that's one of the things ah. I can
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's
good. I think you can say ooh, ah, ooh. That kind of
ah. Okay.
That's like for like a dog toy or something like with impact.
It does other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mouth opens, you probably sing happy birthday like a card.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then if you fart, it comes out of the stick. And it goes.
But I don't have a butt.
It just comes out of the
That's
stick.
That's why it comes out of the stick. If you had a butt, it would come out of the butt. But you have a stick, so it comes out of the stick.
That's why I said like, that. So, what, anyways. Like,
we got to hold your hand through.
So I don't have a hand.
Yeah.
What?
Mary.
What?
Okay, so. Can you recap sort of what I'm supposed to say? Because I got so caught up in writing Mary yeah. apart and trying to make sure that she's okay.
And that's what she does is like she is just a fucking
I'm
energy
here.
Vampire.
I'm
like
here.
She just sucks up all of your focus and it's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't have a butt. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we'll deal with this.
It's
but
honestly
we
not
also
the, it's
have
not the
parts
first time
do.
She's said that.
I have never said I don't have a butt to you. I've never said that. Name one time I've said that.
That time when your butt got caught in the toilet and then when you
That
got
was
out.
One time. Okay, one time.
But all Lauren said was it's not the first time you've said it. She didn't say you say it all the time. She basically yeah. said
and that
one
wasn't
other
like
time
a,
it came up.
Honestly, hearing about it after the fact, that wasn't like a plausible story that like you didn't have a butt, so how could it get caught in the toilet?
Yeah, what's stuck in the toilet
no,
then?
No, you guys didn't
Something
let me finish.
Stuck in
the- you oh, didn't yeah. let me finish. Okay. She cut me off. Her butt got stuck in the toilet and then she got up and the butt was still in the toilet because it got stuck. And so then
oh,
she
wow.
said,
so
I don't
she
have
actually
a butt.
Didn't have a butt for that time. And you had to reach into the toilet to get it out? That's so gross.
No, I lowered myself back into the toilet and got it reattached.
Okay. Hmm.
And then I stood up at an angle and that helped.
I feel like again we are getting a little bit sidetracked, yeah. You know, with this
sure.
story. Like this, we're not going to be able to use that.
Let's do the scene,
please.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang! Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, we're fleeing from Beginner's Beach, and we come upon this, like, abandoned, like, facility, and we walk inside, and we're escaping. And this person walks out of the darkness holding, like, a weird head on a stick with, like, with light coming out of it, and we're like, hello, like, who are you?
It's me, Lauren Lapkus.
Hey, kid, where's my glasses?
Okay.
Guys, Mary died, and I put her on a stick.
Did that just come out of the stick?
Yeah, she doesn't have a butt.
Yeah, obviously.
She has a stick.
Wow. That's
ooh,
obvious.
Ooh.
She's trying to say coffee.
Like, turn that off or something. It just, like, doesn't feel like it should be a part of what we're doing right now.
She's trying to say coffee. Okay, I'm just going to hit her on the head.
Whee!
Wow. That's not the right noise for
that. That's we're working on that.
We're trying to, like, escape from, like, Scott Aukerman put audio deepfakes in our show, and he's trying to, like, send the police to capoeira us.
We're on the run. You probably can actually tell who we really are, even though we had our jewels scooped out, because you can just see that we're actually naturally just so kind of funny and cool, and people are just liking what we're doing, even though we're not even trying that hard.
Yeah, it's interesting because I actually wasn't sure at first, but I was just enjoying what you guys were saying. And then I was like, I think I know who these guys are. So I'm really glad to see you guys. And I'm so glad you're okay. But there's not much time left, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like we're running out of time. So we have to plan.
Hey, kid.
Okay.
She's saying hi. She remembers you.
Hi.
So we're
Sorry, Hayes, but I really learned her language. She kind of made up this language that is just for her. And honestly, I figured it
out. Like
Coco. Ooh, ah, 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 ee, ooh, ooh.
Like when Coco knew that Robin Williams died.
She just said it was like when Coco knew what Robin Williams died.
Wow. So we're tired of running. Lauren, you know Scott Aukerman better than anyone.
Inside and out.
What? How can we fight back, defeat Scott Aukerman?
You have to go for his one weakness. Hmm. Can you guess?
Okay, we just said we don't have like a ton of time.
I'd feel more comfortable if you guessed.
Okay.
And I guess like to set, like, are we each going to do one guess?
Yeah, you each do one, and then I'll tell you if you're right, and if you're not right, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. I guess my first guess is like just rolling with the initial premise.
Okay, Hayes.
I'll say, I guess, like someone talking a little too early.
Wow, you're both right, but at the same time, there's one more thing.
Okay, what is it?
It's really personal.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So you're not gonna say can we
know? I don't feel good sharing it.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I thought just from like your surroundings you were like leading the resistance or something, but like, yeah, I guess if it's really personal, like, that's actually like that makes
okay,
me trust
fine,
you
I'll,
even
no,
more.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
I want you to trust me less. Basically, like, yours were really concise, and it's just a little bit harder to explain. I kind of thought you would guess it, but
okay.
Basically, he's afraid to use, like, any... He's afraid... Okay, so here's the deal. So okay. Scott doesn't like it when he has to go to the bathroom, and he has to go, like, in a place where people might hear him. So he will go, like, deep into a yard or something. And then he kind of will, he has this whole system where he poops into like palm fronds. And then he has Andy Richter like fan them on people. And.
Whoa.
God, this.
You thought we were going to guess this.
And then
it's
like,
so weird. You thought we were going to guess it, but even as you say it, you don't appear to know what it is.
No, I do. I do. I do. I do. I'm just like, I feel really bad that I'm telling you.
Sure.
And so like, then when that happens, he'll be like, Andy, how did it go? And then Andy will kind
of check
in.
That's one of the three questions.
And Andy will check in and see. And then, and then after that, what happens is...
Wait, why'd you say actually?
So then everything that happens after that is like, just because from what he's done, so he's really embarrassed and then comes back in the house and...
Who is embarrassed?
Scott.
Okay.
And then he gives Kulop a little kiss and then...
That's nice.
And then he goes and does an episode of Comedy Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. And he feels really scared.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't remember what we were talking about.
No, me neither. Well, it seems like, you know, since in this world that we all occupy, he is like just a supercomputer that exists as an AI. Maybe we should focus less on how he goes to the bathroom. And I'm just pitching this, and you're obviously the leader of the resistance, so I don't want to step on your toes at all. But maybe you know like where the main microchip is or something.
Oh yeah, totally. No, I do. So Kulop has like this little section in her bedroom where she keeps all of her rings, and inside that is where the microchip is. And it's not locked, it's just it blends right in with all the rings. But I do, but you guys were really close with the stuff that you guessed.
You know that I don't even know why I said that.
Okay, so this is me talking outside the show again. That was amazing. That just the one story alone,
yeah,
about his weakness was like three times as much content as we've got from any other.
It's true.
It's gonna be so good.
Amazing.
And I
thought,
just Mary saying "we" at the wrong time was more useful than anything Paul did.
And I felt like everything I said made so much sense. Like, it's really good stuff. And so
gorgeous.
I'm really
it's great
like
lore. Seeing it's great as it was lore. Being
we're using every second of it.
I was really
was
happy
so,
about
like,
it.
So like visually compelling.
That's so awesome.
The characters' motivations were really clear.
So good.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is great. And that takes us into like basically the final showdown where we go to their house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh God.
And like we this is like fantasy fulfillment, honestly, for like the listener to get the chance to like see Kulop's rings.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Like to actually like open that drawer and like see all those rings.
And
I
look
love
at the rings.
That the microchip blends in with rings. Mm-hmm. I love it that. That's like really, cool. That's such a fun detail.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's really cool. That was so smart.
That was really interesting. So. Is that because her rings are like kind of flat or the microchip is
the microchip is round because in 3010 it's anything, right? So
right,
it looks
right.
Like
microchips
so
have advanced.
Yeah, 100% looks like a ring. So wow. Yeah.
And you could wear a microchip as a ring, like if you want to keep it with you.
Sometimes people in the future do that, right, guys? Like they will get married with sort of like mm-hmm. microchips that are like their life story. And
well, what's interesting is we go through all the rings, right? And I don't want to spoil the next episode, but we're going through all the rings. We're like, oh, this isn't the one. This isn't the one. And then we realize that it's on her finger.
Wow.
And you're going to chop it off.
Wow.
No, we have to actually marry Kulop instead.
We have to marry her and then exchange rings.
Yeah. Oh.
That seems good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so good to see you guys.
It's been special.
Honestly.
Do you want to plug anything?
Mary?
No, just
Lauren?
You, Lauren.
What? Wait a minute. But we're not in the future. We're
okay,
right
so
now.
I will plug Newcomers.
I'm just confused
with
about
Beyer, where we watch things for the first time. That
but I just
ever
feel like
seen.
I'm alive right now.
And we did Star Wars and we did Lord of the Rings. And now our new season is all about Tyler Perry movies. And then I also want to plug Threedom, which is my show with her and Paul F. Tompkins. And I have a Patreon if you want to go to that.
Yeah, and I guess I'll plug things now. Great.
Oh, what? You thought I was going to talk over you?
I thought.
Because, I mean, I can if you want me to.
No, I don't want
like,
you to.
Make you more comfortable, I could totally keep
it
going.
It wouldn't make me more comfortable.
If it makes you feel more at ease, I'll just talk over you while you do it.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so.
So whatever Mary is talking about.
No,
what?
Mary,
is there
anything?
Mary, just say whatever you want.
Mary,
and
do
then
you have anything?
She's not really saying anything. Even
well, there's
even
like
with
wild
you
horses.
Over her, I can
we do
tell
wild.
That you,
well, like we
wild
do
horses,
wild horses.
You think well, with like, Lauren?
No, but you want to plug wild horses? Just go ahead. Say wild horses.
Okay, so wild horses.
Just plug wild horses.
Watch,
she can.
I'm trying.
She can, she can watch
trying.
It whenever she wants.
She can.
Mm-hmm.
Just
so
say whatever
so,
you want to say about it.
I'm trying to.
No,
so
yeah, let's let Mary get it out.
Yeah,
fair's
I don't
fair.
Feel like you're trying
let's
to
let
I
get
am.
It out.
Yet. Wild Horses
is
around, and we do a show,
because
a virtual show.
What,
you know
well,
what?
Mary.
Okay, great. Kevin, mark that cut.
Got it. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their glory days. The boys have a little fun with being cousins, and the flagrant ones talk to Brian Scalabrini. Check out the podcast 5 days a week at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.